Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. You know, Tim from Savage, you always appreciate a good, oh, for Pete's sake moment. Oh, yes. You know, my Lutheran grandmother taught me how to cuss on the radio. Oh, for Pete's sake. Heavens to, you know. But sometimes the oh, for Pete's sake moment is like, are you kidding me? What did the Democrats say now?
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, are you kidding me? What is wrong with Mitch McConnell now? You know, so there's the oh, for Pete's sake moment. It can apply in multiple different scenarios. I think this is today's oh, for Pete's sake moment. We got a message on our Montana Talks app from Evan in Belt. The left accuses Trump and Musk of not being transparent, all while Trump has presser after presser after presser in the Oval Office, and then this is the oh, for Pete's sake moment.
It's not Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, John Jackson. This is not John Jackson. This is Evan and Belt, but this is so funny. I think it is today's oh, for Pete's sake moment. Oh, for Pete's sake, this is funny. So he's talking about, you know, look, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they've got the camera. They're answering all these questions from the press. They're going back and forth. And then Evan says this, heck, the Oval Office hasn't seen that much action since Monica Lewinsky. Some of the kids are like, what does that mean, Dad? Never mind, kids. Yes. We're going to school. Never mind, kids.
Trump has already talked to the press and had more conversations with the media in his first 3 weeks than Joe Biden did over 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing. And so, yeah, the screaming about transparency, the screaming about, this is just so rich. Well, Elon Musk, he's just an unelected bureaucrat. He has no authority to be. How dare he do that? Wasn't that Dr. Fauci? Did you vote for him? Did you have an opportunity to vote for him? No. And all of the people that were telling us everything 5 years ago, wear your mask, get the jab, all of that stuff, all unelected bureaucrats.
Did I vote for the county health officer who was shutting down churches and restaurants? No.
No. And so the government has always had a ton of those people. But the difference is that Musk is reporting directly to the president. He's not doing anything half-cocked or that he doesn't have the authority of the president to be doing. So, you know, when Elon Musk says it, it might as well be DJT saying it.
Even some of my liberal friends that I see on Facebook in Northeast Montana, there's a little bit of them. There's a few of them out there, right? They're like, well, Elon Musk is going to get access to our private information and it might get leaked to the public. And I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you guys are worried that the private sensitive information of government employees might get leaked or might get breached through some cybersecurity incident because of Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump. I didn't hear any of you squawking when my information and the information of countless other Americans who had a security clearance while serving this country, all of our information was given to China under the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't hear you guys say a peep when it actually happened, but it might happen under Musk. Oh, well, for Pete's sake. See, there's multiple for Pete's sake moments.
It's universal.
John Jackson uses some other words, but I'm going to stick with O for Pete's sake for now.
Your grandma would appreciate that.
I think so.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions and some light snow showers developing today, especially in the Bozeman area, where up to around an inch is expected. High temperatures will range from 20 in Billings to the mid-20s in Bozeman. For tonight, areas of light snow, 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, around an inch possible in Billings, with low temperature readings from 5 to 10 above expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
It's February 14th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Valentine's Day, time to honor someone special in your life. Some trace the origins to a Christian effort to replace a pagan fertility festival that has been dated back as far as the 6th century BC. The tradition of giving a box of candy was started in the 19th century by Richard Cadbury, a scion of a British chocolate manufacturing family. The company pounced on the opportunity to sell the chocolates as part of the beloved holiday. Also on this day in 2005, the domain name YouTube is activated by Chad Hurley, Stephen Chen, and Jad Kareem. The website was developed over the following months. In 2018, a 19-year-old man opens fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killing 17 people, injuring 17 others. The killing spree is the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, we've got an update on the efforts to ban Russian palladium and hopefully get the Stillwater mine back up and running here in Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Recently, I got a chance to catch up with Heather McDowell, who is the Senior Vice President for Legal and External Affairs at the Stillwater mine. Very cool guest. She grew up on a ranch in Bridger, did rodeo in college, and she had some great things to say about this very topic. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go, jumping right back into it here with Tim Tharp, our good friend Tim from Savage, Tim from Mondakistan here at the Gate Show in Glendive, the Glendive Agro Trade Expo. Let's see. We definitely want to talk about a good news story. Well, there's a lot of good news stories
so
now.
Much.
You know, it's so fun now. Every Friday, Becky Hillier, our friend Becky Hillier, is joining us on the show, and it's Becky on the bright side. She's looking at the bright side of things. But, man, anymore, there are so many good news stories because of what Donald Trump is delivering upon right now. But one good news story I want to talk about, you and I just randomly were talking about this because you're also a Lutheran pastor. And anyway, I forget how we ended up talking about this, but we were talking about the Rural Montana Magazine, which is a great publication. I'm a member of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. And so I'm so pleased that we live in co-op country. So I get the Rural Montana Magazine delivered to my house. And, of course, they're a great sponsor of this show as well. But on the cover is a white church, I think in Townsend or near Townsend, Montana. And historic church, I think it goes back to the 1870s. Mm-hmm. And you read the story, and that church was supposed to be buried underwater. It was the original location is where Canyon Ferry Lake is located now. So much like when they built Fort Peck Dam, you know, there was, you know, houses, homesteads that got, you know, buried underwater because now you've created this massive lake, this massive reservoir. Same thing with Canyon Ferry Lake, Canyon Ferry Reservoir. And so they physically moved this church in order to keep the church going. And now some might say, well, it's just a building.
Yeah.
Who cares about a building? But to me, what I love about that story is it shows the faith of our fathers and the importance of faith in building this country and building this state into the great, you know, the greatness that she has become. And it's because of the faith of our fathers that said, no, it's not just a building. And we're gonna physically move it. And they didn't have all the fancy equipment back then that we've got now. And they physically moved it just because that's how important their faith was.
Yeah, it really was. And one of the four churches I serve is Grace Lutheran Church, technically of Scar, North Dakota. And it our church building is a beautiful structure. And actually, the building was donated many, many years ago, and they moved it in. And a similar sort of story is that, you know, the church is not the building. The church is the people. The church is much larger than that. But we still have that tie to the building. We know how valuable it is. And we have a beautiful building, and it sits up on a hill right on the Montana-North Dakota border. And it's a beautiful place. But we don't have heat to it. We don't have water. We have electricity, but not a lot. And so it, but it, and we worship there as much as we can. Most of the time we're at the Squaw-Gat Community Hall in a school gymnasium there. But we try to utilize that building because it is so precious to have that. And you just, there's something about it. I mean, my first service I did out there, I remember they said, hey, Pastor, should we ring the bell? I said, we have a bell? Absolutely, we're ringing the bell. And it was a hot summer day. I started in a July, 1st of July was my first day, and left the sanctuary doors open. And from the pulpit, I looked out. I could see cows off in the distance. I saw haystacks. I saw grain fields. I saw the rolling hills of you know, the edge, because we're on the edge of some badlands around here. Just a beautiful place. It reminded me, and I pictured, this must be what it would have been like on Little House on the Prairie. Just being able to just the beautiful sight out there and being in God's creation and just everything all around and seeing all the growth. Because, of course, in July, we're in the season after Pentecost, the normal time, and where we talk about the growth and expansion. And this is, you know, this is normal for us, is living in this beautiful region here. And we just had last night I was at Richland County, the Richland Economic Development Corporation. We had our annual meeting, and the individual from the state of Montana who works on business expansion, he was there speaking, and he talked about the beauty of eastern Montana. And right now, I think John Jackson just posted something on X about, you know, the cold and the bitter, and yeah, it is cold, and it is really frigid right now, and you got to take some precautions. But this is such a beautiful area. You know, you probably saw it, you know, when you were rolling in last night and seeing this morning, the full moon.
Oh, did you see it? It was like bright orange. Yes. Bright orange. Yeah, when we were pulling into Fallon, we stopped at the BD restaurant and bar in Fallon and had some dinner there, some good beef on the way into town. And yeah, it was just this massive, bright orange moon that came up, and it was incredible to see, especially with some of the badlands off in the horizon and everything.
This is such a beautiful region here, and you know, this is the heart, to me, this is the heart of the state right here, this area here, where a lot of hardworking people, you don't need to worry about the cold if you have a vehicle that breaks down. I even hear that even in Billings, even in the largest urban center in the state of Montana, if your car won't start, your coworker will go pick you up. And so, you know, that just tells you how wonderful the people are in this
area. That was
area.
A fun drive. Yeah, Caden's car wouldn't start yesterday, and he lives in South Lewistown, as I call the Heights, if you live on the West End. But they got the new Billings Bypass, and it's like, again, look at the bright side of things. Now, I've been like, I got show prep to do, you know, because sometimes, you know, we all get a little grouchy, but I'm like, you know what? I've never driven that Billings Bypass, and I can listen to the radio while I'm driving. And plus, it's a Thursday morning. Man, we've got plenty of things to talk about. So who cares if I don't have as much time to do show prep? I'd never driven that Billings Bypass before, so I took that to pick up Caden in the Heights. It was a great drive. It was like, man, pine trees and rolling hills. Eventually, it's going to be covered in houses and development like everything else. But for now, man, what a beautiful drive.
Well, yeah, there are just so many blessings that we have. And I look, it's really first world problems. We gripe about this and this and this and all these other things. We need to take a step back and just recognize all the blessings that we have. I mean, we live in the greatest country in the world. We have so many blessings from God, and we need to celebrate that and acknowledge that.
That's right. Captain Bruce is probably going to message me from Orlando any moment now about how warm it is in Orlando right now as he's listening in on the Montana Talks app. All right, hey, back after the Farm and Ranch Report.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Any graduate student can make things complicated. An old mentor of mine once told me as a student, it takes a genius to make things simple, and we clearly celebrate simplicity. Why is simplicity in all aspects of life? Einstein's famous equation, the golden rule, even football coach Al Davis telling us to just win, baby. But here's the rub. With the new tools of AI, artificial intelligence, complexity is no longer the barrier to making decisions that used to be. AI can be thought of as a prediction machine that lets us take literally trillions of pieces of information into account to make decisions. The kinds of filters we use to make complicated questions understandable may give worse results than tools which literally consider everything. Of course, humans ultimately need to understand why an AI machine came to a conclusion. If the computer tells you to step off the cliff, do you do it? Simple explanations may be valuable, but in an AI world, they aren't always the best. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump held a marathon news conference in the Oval Office yesterday, taking questions on Putin and TikTok and foreign policy and domestic policy and tariffs. This is a level of access that not only contrasts sharply with the reclusive Joe Biden, but with any modern president. You know, he talks to the press every single day. and takes this wide range of questions. Now, we did take a shot at CNN when Caitlin Collins asked a question saying, well, you're a friend of Joe Biden and nobody watches CNN anymore. This is not quite accurate. But at the same time, you know, nobody can complain that he is not being responsive. And so eventually, because they need to earn commercials, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox cut away to sell their ads. With your Media Minute, Howie Curtis, Fox News.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
NASCAR Cup Series drivers kick off the 2025 season this Sunday in the 67th running of the Daytona 500. The front row for the race was set Wednesday night in qualifying, and Chase Briscoe was off to a good start with his new Joe Gibbs Racing team, placing the number 19 Toyota on the pole. 2022 Daytona 500 champion Austin Cindric starts alongside him. The rest of the field was determined in the dual races Thursday night. 9 open teams competed for 4 spots available in the Daytona 500. Former NASCAR Cup Series champions Martin Truex Jr. and Jimmy Johnson were the 2 fastest open teams, while the other 2 spots went to the highest finishing open charter teams in the dual races. 4-time Indy 500 champion Julio Castroneves is using a new rule to enter the Daytona 500. That rule allows NASCAR to add a car to the field driven by a part-time Cup Series competitor. The green flag waves at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, the United States Senate voted to confirm FFA alumni and Texas A&M graduate Brooke Rollins as the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture.
I am dedicated and committed to providing all of you with the timely technical assistance that we will need to ensure that we have a farm bill that moves forward. My aim, after all, is the same as yours, the same that brought you to the Senate, the same that brought Donald J. Trump to the presidency again, and that is to serve the people in this great country.
Those comments came from Rollins' confirmation hearing back on January 23rd. Rollins' confirmation was confirmed with a 72-28 vote, with all Republicans voting in favor of Rollins. But more Democrats voted against her than were expected, including Democratic Senators Tina Smith of Minnesota and Ben Ray Luan, who initially helped advance her out of the Senate Agriculture Committee to the full Senate floor. Agriculture groups were quick to praise the Senate confirmation vote, including the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Farmers Union, and others. Rollins, 52 years old, and as I mentioned, a Texas native, will become the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture and just the second woman to hold the position following Ann Veneman in the early 2000s. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
How cool is this, Tim?
What's up?
You listen from Mondakistan, and I was in East Africa with this great guy, Captain Bruce, I'll call him. He's a retired Navy captain, which is a little different than an Army or Marine captain. That's a full bird in the Navy, and great guy. He was great to serve with overseas, but I was just joking around. He's probably going to message me about how warm it is, and he was listening. He was listening on the app because he says, well, since you asked, it is 76 degrees today in Orlando. It'll be 85 on Saturday. But he says, however, I will enjoy the freezing temperatures in Columbus, Ohio, all next week. He's got to go there for a class.
Oh, so, well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, the last segment, we were talking about the bright side of things. You know, I have not had to swat a mosquito in weeks. and as I drove down from, down through the western Mondakistan region this morning, I did not hit a single grasshopper with my windshield and need to clean the windshield off. So there's blessings everywhere you look if you just open your eyes.
And on the flip side, there's always something to complain about what you want to focus on as well. It was interesting here. You know, what I love about coming out to shows like this here, we're at the Glendive Agri-Trade Expo in Glendive. The doors aren't officially open yet, but it's fun seeing everybody coming in and getting their booths ready to go for when the show is officially underway here. But last year we had on the local extension agent, and she's a young gal I think she graduated from Montana State University. Now she's with MSU Extension here. And so it's just fun how much information you pick up, mm-hmm. whether it's from the new folks on the ground, the new extension agent, or some of the older folks that are running around. But I remember we had a great conversation about just grasshoppers and grass. And, you know, because you've seen times around here where they get really tall grass, you get a lot of moisture, it grows this really tall grass really fast. Sounds great, right? Well, yeah. Not really, because it grew so fast that it didn't have the ideal amount of protein in the grass. And you know the
idea. It's not just for people.
Yeah, yeah. And so Billing's Last Diet is an ideal protein program. And, of course, Tim here has lost 90 pounds, and he's looking great. As I'm getting to see him here for the first time since election night, when he was pretty new into the remote dieting program. But, you know, they use ideal protein products. And you think about it, even for things like growing grass for cattle or hay for horses, like, yeah, you could have taller grass down in Florida where Captain Bruce is listening. But if you're raising a racehorse, for example, you might still buy hay from Wyoming or Montana because it's got better protein content in it. And so taller grass may not be, you know, the grass may be greener on the other side of the fence, but if it doesn't have the amount of protein in it, it still ain't better. Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing with the foods that we eat, the stuff that looks all good and attractive. And, you know, yeah, it might really be something exciting there, may not have the nutrient dense thing. And it's the exact same thing when we're taking care of our animals. And that's where, you know, it makes a difference. I mean, beef is not the same all the way around. You know, and even when they talk about grass fed beef, I mean, you've got to make sure that it's raised properly and it's the right amount of nutrients that they're getting. So that's why, you know, it matters, making sure that we get the good appointees in there. You know, Lane Orland, they're just talking about, you know, different appointees that Trump is making, you know, the ag secretary and those undersecretaries and how key they are. And they're people who know agriculture, making sure that we've got you know, Kennedy in as, you know, running the health. I mean, he's Make America Healthy Again, and looking at the way we've been doing things needs to change. We can't just continue down that same path. I mean, and it's, you know, and it's, yeah, it's almost cliche, but yeah, we need to make America great again. We know that we can do it again, and we can get back on that path. And we were talking off air. I mean, even the appointments to the Department of Education, there's your Mondakistan connection right there. My friend Kirsten Basler, the state superintendent for North Dakota, she's been attached for an undersecretary position there. And so, and Linda McMahon, she's starting her process of getting grilled by the Senate here very soon. And so we're getting some great people in there that know what needs to get done. And so, you know, all sorts of different people to celebrate.
Democrats have nothing else to do but just kick and scream and screech and shrill and shriek and everything. A couple of great messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Yeah, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Well, we're here broadcasting remotely from Glendive this morning. Jordan and Billings made a great point. You know, now all the Democrats are like, why should Elon Musk have access to this sensitive, classified information? Here's the message from Jordan. Elon Musk already had a security clearance.
Yes.
Remember the rockets he regularly flies and lands better than NASA Democrats? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, he's had a top secret clearance. He has a top secret clearance. So, yeah, well, I had a top secret clearance. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, and yet, of course, my personal information was compromised to the communist Chinese under the Barack Obama administration. And none of these Democrats were freaking out about it then.
And the same people that are getting all worked up over the information being compromised have no problem giving TikTok everything about their life as well. So, you know, let's be real.
Lightbrows in Hardin, he says this, as a fellow Lutheran, I want to see some accounting of where the money went to also. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, illegal aliens, human trafficking, and how some of these NGOs have been funding the human trafficking operations.
I'm with you, like, bro.
Tim from Savage sidekicking with us here in the early morning hours of Montana Talks. And then I think coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, he's got to run off to get some work done here. I think former State Senator Steve Heinbaugh, great lawmaker here from Eastern Montana, just solid conservative. He was a, you know, member, probably a founding member of the Montana Freedom Caucus. Now that he doesn't have to serve in the legislature, I'm hoping he can, you know, take some time away from the ranch this morning and come in and sidekick with us. So I think he's going to be coming in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So yeah, he'll be great. Looking forward to that. Tim, I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, and then coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to chat once again with Daniel Bruner, FBI Hispanic gang expert, recently retired. He called it out earlier this week. He said, I'm telling you, this is Tren de Aragua. When the feds put the spotlight on Aurora, Colorado, then the my words, not his, on this one, the cockroaches started scurrying. What surprised him is that the cockroaches scurried all the way up to northeastern Montana. He believes that Tren de Aragua, based off of the conversations he's having with his some of his former colleagues, is that Tren de Aragua is connected in northeastern Montana up on the Fort Peck Reservation. He said, of course, we expected them to be in Bozeman because the cartels have already been here, et cetera. But we're going to do a follow-up with him following these arrests in Bozeman yesterday, where they are now confirming that these were Tren de Aragua operatives arrested in Belgrade and Bozeman. But Governor Greg Gianforte said this: thanks to President Donald J. Trump, communities across Montana and America are seeing safer streets and a more secure southern border. Gang members who participate in violent crime disrupt our communities and threaten the safety of Montanans. I am grateful for the agents who are actively pursuing these dangerous terrorists. These actions stand in stark contrast to the open border policy championed by the Biden administration. Montana joins President Trump in sending a clear message that Tren de Aragua and other violent criminals have no place in our country. So that's what he had to say about those Tren de Aragua arrests in Bozeman yesterday.
Well, and it comes back to what we were talking about earlier. I mean, with the various Christian-based organizations and the monies, you know, and some of them are freaking out and saying, well, we need to love your neighbor. Well, part of loving your neighbor means protecting your neighbor and keeping them safe. And yes, we want to make sure, see what we can do. We don't want these people, you know, like executed on the street, but we need to confront evil. And that's part of love your neighbor, is confronting evil where it exists. And so going after these people and removing that evil presence and keeping everybody else safe. And it's not surprising to me seeing these people, because where are you going to go? You're going to go to where you can perpetuate your evil. And unfortunately, the vulnerable people on the reservations, where they can spread their garbage, the fentanyl, all of the other illegal drugs that they're spreading, it's not surprising for some of us who live in this area that that's exactly where they would go. Yeah, they're going to make bank in the urban areas and go into Bozeman and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing from them.
So apparently some tribal leaders said that our coverage this week really kicked the hornet's nest.
Wonderful.
And so they're reaching out to people like Dan Bruner saying, hey, we want to work with you because we want to try to tackle this threat in our community. So that's great, you know, but based off, you know, that's the type of action that we want to help be a part of here. Not just talk, but action. All right.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, hey, Tim, I don't know. Did you get it? I know you're one of those. It'd be interesting to find out how many of our listeners will listen to all 4 hours of this show. You're one of those guys. You will actually listen to all 4 hours. If you miss it live, you'll go back on the app and listen to the podcast.
Yep.
And I like doing that myself, because then you can kind of speed through it, too, if you want.
Well, yeah, and that's why I love the app way as well. I mean, but then I find myself, while I'm driving someplace, I'll go through, and it's nice because each hour is only about 45 minutes long there. But then I have something I want to say, hey, I need to tell. Oh, no, I can't send a message. This isn't live.
But you can still message on the Montana Talks app, even though your message won't be heard live over the air at that moment. I'll have it waiting for me the next morning, and sometimes it helps keep the conversation going the next day with the reactions that people have based off the conversation. So it's still great, even if you're listening to the show 6 hours later, 6 days later, if there's something that stands out, send your feedback on the Montana Talks app, because it's very enlightening and very informative. All right. Well, hey, Tim, jump in on the conversation here with our next guest, because I know you got a chance to hear him on the show earlier in the week. Definitely wanted to catch back up with Dan Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group, former FBI Hispanic gang expert, lives in Bozeman, Montana, recently retired, so still very much in the know with current operations, et cetera. He called it. I mean, all week long, I wanted to get his take on the 3 drug-related arrests up in Wolf Point, Montana. One of those was listed on the jail roster as being from Aurora, Colorado. Well, ding, 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 the lights went off on that one, right? And then, of course, you had four ice holds in the Bozeman jail. New ice holds this week as well after a home invasion burglary involving guns near Belgrade. And now this, yesterday afternoon, it's now confirmed, six Tren de Aragua known associates and some of their collaborators arrested in the Bozeman, Belgrade area. Dan Bruner, thanks for being back on with us.
It's my pleasure, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you said it so well last night on X in a tweet you sent to me. Gall, who would have known? Who would have known? Who could have thought that TDA was in Bozeman?
Well, here's the thing is through my experience, I've been chasing for these you know, Hispanic organized crime for so much of my career. I know them. I know where, what they're like. I know what their movements are. I know how they travel across the country. They're not going to go to sections of this country where there isn't an established community for them. You know, they're going to, if there's a Venezuelan community, that's what they're going to target because they can blend into their people. They can blend into the community. Now, these are communities predominantly of, 90% are good people, who've entered the country illegally, but they're not gang members, not criminals. These come out, they prey on these people. They prey on these families to utilize them, to help them, further their criminal behavior, whether they are extorting from them, telling them, hey, listen, you give me $100 from your take home pay or else your family back in Venezuela will get a visit from one of our members. So I was familiar that, TDA was here in town because I speak to a lot of people from the Hispanic community and I speak Spanish fluently. So I'm able to connect to them. I get them to trust me and then understand, what their problems are. And they've been telling me that TDA is here in town. They've told me cartels are here in town. So, these are the things that I knew had happening. But the last thing I wanted to do was jump on the radio, jump on the internet and tell everybody that we know that they're in town. We wanted to allow, the Gallatin County to other, other law enforcement agencies to conduct their investigations. Unfortunately, ICE ERO has, taken the six arrests yesterday and started to move forward. But that is only a quick solution, taking out some of these numbers. Like I said the other day on the radio with you, it's like, I'm not so worried about the three. I'm glad that these six were arrested. I'm glad that the three were arrested up in Northeast Montana. But I want to know about the other 15, 20 other members that may be here in the community because they're not going to come up here by themselves. They're not going to just pick, hey, let's go to Bozeman because it's beautiful weather, it's beautiful mountains. They're going there because there's already an established system in there. There's an established communication security system for those members. So I applaud ICRO. I applaud, ATF, and the governor supporting these actions. I want to see, I'd like to see more further action that are arresting them and charging them for some of the crimes they may be committing here in the state already.
Yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg is what I'm hearing from you. Tim Tharp and Savage, you've been listening in on the conversations. What question or comment would you throw out to Dan Bruner here?
Well, I'm curious, Dan, what sort of support do you see the Gallatin County Sheriff and the others in that area getting now with a change in the federal administration? Is there a dramatic shift and now all of a sudden ICE can be active and we can get some cooperation and actually do something, whereas in the past they might have felt completely stymied by the feds?
Well, I think it's a little bit different. So I was FBI in New Jersey for 20 years before moving here to Montana a number of years ago. So for me, was if I needed a resource, if I needed ICRO, there was countless number of resources available at my disposal in northern Jersey where I was chasing these, or I was in Mexico or in Texas or Florida, numerous places where I would be. This is a different environment. There's a lot of space between towns. There's a lot of, so the resources that ICRO may be able to render up here may be a little bit more difficult. I think that I look forward to the FBI because, I've been saying, on numerous other interviews that I said the FBI needs change. There is change is needed at the FBI leadership level, not at the street agent level. I don't support any changes or firings that is being discussed to change because the street level agents know what they're doing. So getting additional support up here is definitely something that I'm pushing for, that I support. And then, if people come to me, and I'm more than happy to talk to anybody, whether it be the governor or, the senators, anybody from the state level to the federal level to the local towns, they want to talk to me. I'm more than happy to have, provide answers, provide training, and give my resources to you guys, because the smarter and more knowledgeable the people are here in the streets, whether it be law enforcement or civilians, knowing what to look for, knowing what the signs to look for, it makes us all stronger as a community. So hopefully the FBI, I'm pretty fairly sure that HAT does not have the resources they need up here and the knowledge base, because they've never had to work Hispanic organized crime up here in Montana. You have countless number of agents in New Jersey, Texas, Florida, California that know how to work at Hispanic organized crime. It's not like other, you know, criminal elements. It's different. There's a language barrier. There's a societal barrier. You have to understand that community. So hopefully FBI recognizes the growing problem since 2020 up here, the number of migrants and the criminal element that comes behind them. And hopefully FBI, you know, reallocates resources to put an agent up here in Bozeman, or put an agent up in Wolf's Point, that in the area up there that understands and knows how to work this and able to conduct an investigation. Like I said, getting an ICRO arrest, that's great. Those six are deported, but they're not, you know, facing charges. You know that they've been doing criminal actions here in Bozeman. I know that. Everyone knows that. They're not here just to make the community better. They're here. They're a criminal element. I want them to be held accountable. I want the victims to have justice. I want that to be good. So that needs, that starts.
Yeah, so well said. Speaking of victims, we know that the drug cartels, and it seems like now Tren de Aragua, they are specifically targeting and preying upon Native Americans. Both Tim and I have spent time in Northeast Montana. You know, he's worked in the schools up there. He's helped out with the radio stations up there. Sounds like we really kicked up a hornet's nest, and we kicked the hornet's nest with our coverage and conversations with you earlier this week, talking about these arrests in Wolf Point. And sounds like that it's leading to some good conversations.
No, absolutely. After our conversation the other day, I got some great conversation with members up there from Northeast Montana. They called me. They asked me, You know, what should we be looking for? What do you know that we don't? Listen, they're law enforcement. They're behind the law enforcement entity where they get access to better intelligence than what I do. I just have the knowledge. I understand these guys. I understand the criminal elements and how they move and how they prey upon the local elements, the local community members of that, the Hispanic community, the Venezuelans or the El Salvadorians or the Chileans. I understand that. So that's why I was able to answer and have a great conversation with up there. With members of the tribe up there, and I'm looking forward to going up there and providing them additional training that to expand their knowledge and to expand their experience so that they can better. I've provided training here in the valley to law enforcement agencies here. I'm more than happy to, anybody wants to reach out to me through my website or through my Substack account, Bruno Sierra Group. I am more than happy to answer questions and just get on the phone or a Zoom call with anybody.
That's awesome to hear. Yeah, and I shot a note up to our friends at KATQ Radio at their Farm Expo. What a speaker you would be for an event like that. I know it's a Farm Expo, but people would love to hear about something like this. Dan Bruner, greatly appreciate your time once again. 30 seconds to go. What else do you want to tell our listeners across Montana?
I'm looking forward to, like I said, helping everybody. And this is, like I said, this is the tip of the spear, the tip of the iceberg, like you said. We still have a lot of work to do here in this country. Get these TBA members. And like I said, getting the arrested by ICRO is not the solution. It's a remedy. It's just a temporary. We need to get to the solution and go after these guys with some serious federal charges, RICO, racketeering, to disband them, to break them up. And that's really the RICO charges. Is really the nuts and bolts of it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your service. Greatly appreciate your updates. And yeah, he called it all week long. The details, MontanaTalks.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fox News commentary.
Democrats couldn't stop Trump with lawfare, but they're still using it to carry out their agenda and cover for their waste. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you thought the days of activist judges were over, well, you were sadly wrong, because Democrats are once again relying on these judges to do their dirty work and extend the grift another day. They say exposing waste, fraud, and abuse presents a constitutional crisis because they know once their waste and perhaps their kickbacks are exposed, the genie will never fit back in the bottle. So they're relying on judges to throw a wrench in the machine and slow down the effort. It's exhausting. We finally have a president actively doing everything he can to shrink the government and end abuse of your tax dollars, and he's coming up against this kind of resistance. And this is why nothing ever gets done in D.C. The people with a vested interest in the waste will go to any length to keep the gravy flowing. Your leaders are fighting for illegal immigrants and waste, and they think you're dumb enough to believe it's all about saving the Constitution. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by former GOP strategist and host of the Rich Zeoli Show, Rich Zeoli. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions and some light snow showers developing today, especially in the Bozeman area, where up to around an inch is expected. High temperatures will range from 20 in Billings to the mid-20s in Bozeman. For tonight, areas of light snow, 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, around an inch possible in Billings, with low temperature readings from 5 to 10 above expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation,
Acclaim Windows and Ensemble Doors. Only from Renewal by Anderson. Learn more at rbamontana.com.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into it here. Hey, we got a great sidekick coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Former State Senator Steve Heinbaugh, he and his lovely wife are already here. I told her we saved the bench for her over there. But if Zoe Zephyr shows up, he's going to try to kick. Bench. He's going to kick off the bench.
Yeah, that's his bench wherever he goes.
Ladies, you do not get to sit down. When Zoe Zephyr says he wants to sit down on the bench, no more ladies first. Get out of here, because the dude wants the bench. That actually happened in the legislature.
Oh, yes.
Man, it's funny. I was checking in on X, checking in on Twitter here. John Jackson talking about the weather. He shared a tweet where this was 11 hours ago, expecting minus 50s in Montana next Wednesday, more than 70 degrees below normal at the heart of the polar vortex cold pool. And John said, come out to Montana. We'll get together. Have a few laughs. Another great movie reference. And then somebody responded with the exact line that John used on the show earlier this week. When you go outside, you take one breath, and your nostrils will freeze shut. Just like that. It's that cold. It's been that cold in Montana. Although now it's like 5 above. That's like a 20-degree swing from 2 days ago.
And you know you're real Montana when somebody says, well, at least the wind isn't blowing. And they're honest. At 5 degrees with no wind, this actually feels good compared to the 20 below that we've had last week and that we're going to get a little of next week.
Everybody, also getting a ton of people that you know, our producer Caden on the Montana Talks X account shared a photo of you and I this morning, and they're like, wow, Billings last diet, Tim, you're looking great. So a lot of folks, some folks you haven't even met, but they know you from the radio. Yeah. They know you from hearing you call in over the years. They're like, wow, Tim, man, you're just crushing. No,
feeling wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
The only thing I regret is that I took so long before I did it. I wish I would have started sooner.
I was the same way.
But you got to be in the right mindset to do it. And yeah, and it's tough. You've got to stay focused. You've got to stay dedicated. But once you make that step and you realize it's worth every time, every bit of it.
I wish I had found Billings Last Diet when my kids were younger and I was just turning 30. You know, because then I wouldn't have swung up and swung down and weight. You know, you go to deploy and you lose the weight. And then you come home and you celebrate and you put it back on. And so I wish I would have found Billings Last Diet earlier. I also wish I would have bought a camper earlier when my kids were younger as well. You know, but hey, I've got one now.
Yep.
So making up for lost time. The one additional point that I wanted to make when we were talking with Dan Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group, I had a friend in Wolf Point say, you know, one of the challenging things with these Trende Aragua or drug cartel operatives, they will embed themselves inside of the government housing on the reservation. So they embed themselves inside the government housing, and then they start handing out cash and drugs, and so they're insulated. I thought that was a really interesting angle. That's why you're seeing gang activity and crime on our reservations, similar to what you might see in the inner cities.
Exactly.
It's because they hide in government housing.
They're right there. And yeah, we've got two amazing rock stars in the state that we've got to tap, and local law enforcement agencies and the Justice Department needs to utilize them. With Dan Bruner and Stacy Zinn, both retired phenomenal experts in their field, they need to be put to work and helping these local agencies know what needs to get done.
And I think they need a PAO. They need a public affairs officer for their task force. Nancy and Roundup could be their official public affairs officer, tackling the open borders and more.
Well, and then put Kat on their social media accounts.
Because, that's right.
Because social media director. She did such a great job on getting Tester out.
Kat in Sydney, by the way, she sees the photo of you and all the weight you've lost from Billings Last Diet. She says, OMG, Tim, you look great. Very impressive. Yeah, 90 stinking pounds this guy lost from Billings Last Diet. Great to see you. Thanks for sidekicking with us.
Sure
always
thing,
always good to see
always
you.
Always good.
I'm going to go get some more coffee over there. I think the Gig Show
Cafe.
That's
all warmed up for Steve to take over.
There you go. All right. You were just the warm-up act.
Exactly.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Any graduate student can make things complicated. An old mentor of mine once told me as a student, it takes a genius to make things simple. And we clearly celebrate simplicity. Why simplicity? In all aspects of life. Einstein's famous equation, the golden rule, even football coach Al Davis telling us to just win, baby. But here's the rub. With the new tools of AI, artificial intelligence, complexity is no longer the barrier to making decisions that it used to be. AI can be thought of as a prediction machine that lets us take literally trillions of pieces of information into account to make decisions. The kinds of filters we use to make complicated questions understandable may give worse results than tools which literally consider everything. Of course, humans ultimately need to understand why an AI machine came to a conclusion. If the computer tells you to step off the cliff, do you do it? Simple explanations may be valuable, but in AI world, they aren't always the best. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.